6:26. Right now, let's do the 1:30 news with Jake.
Thank you, Dan.
How quick was that?
Mino.
Raising Cane's and Welborn garage doors.
I want to start with a little bit of what's on my TiVo, but it's not my TiVo. More specifically, it would be TiVo in Korea. Last week, a Korean television station aired a special called Meeting You. Now, buckle up, because this is a wild ride. You and I love talking about VR and TC's helmet.
I don't know.
Sure.
Well, in this case, Meeting You was a virtual reality-based television show. Now, what they did is they had a 4 or 5 episodes where they profile a family, a mother and father, who lost their 7-year-old daughter. She passed away. Now, what they were able to do and film is trying to recreate the 7-year-old girl through virtual reality and using the helmet and green screen and the like. The mother is reunited with her deceased daughter. She's got the thing on, she's got the helmet on, she's got gloves on, and she's reaching out to touch, and it sounds like her daughter because they had video recordings of her.
This is real Black Mirror.
It's the most Black Mirror story I've seen since Black Mirror came out. And if you, I can play a longer form version of it here for you, Dan. You can see her walking around in a green screen studio, and her daughter's talking to her, walking around. She's following her around. Mom, you look like you're holding my hand, right? You like holding my hand?
No, this is the worst thing I've ever seen.
And they film it. Now she's sitting at a table having a birthday cake. Says, Mom, let's sing the birthday song to me. And they film all of this. And this, everything you see in the back is green screen. So this is what the mom is seeing. But then they flip it back and forth from just a lady with a VR helmet on sitting at a table in an empty studio with a green screen talking to her deceased second grader. And as this article that I read on this points out, it might have been a brief positive experience for the mother. And we may be able to incorporate virtual reality in a way that we can use it for entertainment. Like you're at the NBA last night was offering a virtual reality type experience for basketball, or perhaps to make it feel like
did they have the courtside seats thing?
Yeah.
Okay, because I've done that before.
Or perhaps it can. Yeah, I remember you talking about that. It's got some kinks to work out, but it seems really cool. Or maybe they can do it for a movie, like you're watching 1917, but you have the VR helmet on and you feel like you're going through these tunnels. That is sketch as is, but once you cross it over into the psychological impact, benefits, detriments of having people feel like they are reuniting.
That seems torturous for her.
Yeah. And then to film it and put it on television, we are not ready for this, like, at all.
But then she'll do it because she's getting paid?
I think she did it because it was a chance to see her daughter. But we are not anywhere close to being able to deal with being able to touch, hear, see, feel almost like they're a person, but they're dead. And maybe this will just end and it won't be something that continues to snowball one direction, but that's not how this usually goes.
Seems like it just reaffirms like the fact that someone you loved is not here. You feel like they're here for a little bit, and then all of a sudden they're gone again, and that wasn't even real. I feel like that would make it all worse.
Did you think there was a chance they'd have, like, hologram Kobe out there yesterday?
Oh, yeah. I thought there was a very strong chance. Maybe get some minutes.
Up there chucking up some mid-range jumpers like old times?
Right. Not passing to his teammates.
Talking crap to Luka.
Smush right. Parker has to run away. He's terrified. Right.
Somebody tries to do the ball in your face trick.
Oh, like the Matt Barnes.
Matt Barnes did to Kobe one time, but it doesn't flinch because it's hologram Kobe. I agree with you, Julie, but and especially if it's your kid. But I almost wonder if, like, my grandmother and I were very close, and she passed away, you know, over 10 years ago. I wonder if I had a chance to do like half an hour of hanging out
But it's not really her.
Yeah, that because I love. I was saying with my grandma, but you know what I mean. It's not now. Let's say they really black mirrored it and kind of did some kind of a computer imprint of that person somehow on a chip, and then put that chip in this headset, and now it's kind of her. You know, and she'd be like, "Let's watch Golden Girls." I'd be like, "Oh, this is just like when I was with her."
Yeah.
I kind of feel like you could almost relate more to the psychics or whoever it is that say they can connect with what somebody who's passed away is saying because they can feel it or hear it or whatever.
Well, that's insane.
Because there's like a chance.
No, maybe. Come on.
Maybe, just maybe, you could tell yourself that. But with this, like,
here's what I think.
It's just fake.
This was put out. This was developed by Big Porn.
Right. Like everything.
Big Porn makes. What, it's a $4 billion industry, whatever, they tell you. They got a number every year.
That's where my mind's going.
Sounds really big. No, but I think they developed this because everybody's like, ew, this is the worst thing I've ever heard. And then if they were like, well, what if we hooked you up with a porn star and it seemed like you were with her? And then be like, okay, that's not bad. That's not as bad. Like, this is not, porn is not as bad, right?
Right.
If you were to say, you can have your Kim Kardashian experience. With this headset, you'd be like, well, that's more normal than resurrecting my dead 7-year-old kid.
Not emotionally attached to.
So then Big Porn wins.
Porn,
they're
right?
now the. You always just need someone to stand next to see how you look. And if they're standing next to this macabre thing, then everybody's like, wow, this is normal. Porn is. They've normalized porn.
Good.
God, he says.
Uh oh.
This
trying
is
to get on Dan's good side.
Yeah, trust me, he ain't having to work all that hard.
I think Justin's on board with porn, whether Dan is on its side or not.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just learning. Good to know.
Yeah, I mean,
I guess
it sounds like
porn's a $4 billion industry, Julie.
It's keeping the world together.
Not everyone is into it. Whatever. Go on.
Sounds like they can bring your fleshlight to life, and that's amazing.
Yeah.
Which is more normal and less disgusting than bringing your dead child to life. Which is all I'm saying here is I'm just saying that.
What if you bring dead porn stars to life?
Right.
I think that actually has been done because one of them that passed away in the last year had already done some like VR type stuff. And I doubt they take it off the website.
Ooh, out of respect for right. Lisa Ann or whoever.
8 seconds of silence.
Do not even mention the possibility of Lisa Ann passing away.
I'm sorry.
I will
take a day off work.
I just touched a nerve. He'd rather me joke about his family.
That's my Kobe.
Yeah, she's not really.
Here's 24 seconds
either.
To honor you.
Lisa Ann?
Yeah, she's way past. Google her.
Look up Sarah Palin.
I don't want to do any of that.
Okay, I don't know if this story is true at all or not, and I'm a little hesitant to even bring it up because, in all honesty, it probably isn't true. Someone sent this to me from a website called the South Texas Journal, which bills itself as the authority on South Texas life. A buddy of mine who works in the politics game sent me this, but this is the only website that has published this report, and it looks like it's a website that covers, you know, local politics in South Texas, and it deals with a man who is running for re-election, Texas Railroad Commissioner Ryan Sitton. And before I read the report, I'll tell you that Sitton himself on Twitter has responded to these allegations I'm about to lay out for you here. And he basically said, this is a political hatch job. There's nothing to this. This is motivated by by partisanship. He says the story's been proven false, etc. But the story itself is so bonkers, I have to read it to you. And it starts with, serious accusations of sexual misconduct have now been brought up against Texas Railroad Commissioner Ryan Sitton. The allegations come from a female who has claimed to have had an ongoing sexual relationship with Sitton for at least 2 years and began while the accuser was working at a Houston area nightclub. Now, the South Texas Journal says that they have a videotape provided by the accuser, a man that she identified as Sitton, who is performing violent sex acts on the female subject, which she claims were unwanted. Here is the upshot of this. From what I take out of this, the woman was an African-American. She says that the railroad commissioner performed numerous fetishes and acted out what he called racial fantasies on her during sex. And it's real graphic because they get into these text messages that the accuser provides. And again, these are all allegations. No idea if it's true. I just like smut. The victim produced emails which Sitton is apparently telling her how he wanted to have rough sex with her in the governor's mansion and play out racial fantasies. In the exchange, he explains how this is just part of black history.
What's a racial fantasy, though?
The idea, I guess, of white guy, black woman.
Okay.
That's his, yeah.
That's not that.
You were thinking more of a racial fantasy like harmony and utopia.
Well, no, I don't know what he means by that. Like,
yeah. Here's what he means by that. When she questions him regarding it by saying that she believed Sitton was fibbing about Stephen F. Austin having sex with African mistresses in the governor's mansion, Sitton replies, "Well, fibbing is what the whole effing commission does." And then they go into the text messages here. "Even if you became governor, I would not do it. Where'd you come up with that history?" He says, allegedly. "I told you, it's black state history."
Wait. So they had they had kind of a relationship.
Yeah, I think according to this article.
They're texting and stuff.
Yeah, according to this article, he met her at a strip club and offered her a job.
Is it a hooker John relationship?
It seems to be, yeah.
Okay.
And then maybe he put her on staff. Collect a little check to be available when he needed her.
Oh, he's a job creator. That's always good for politicians.
Exactly.
I always wondered what railroad commissioner really, like...
It's probably a pretty important job in Texas, right?
I don't know. There's not a lot of railroads around, are there? This isn't 1902.
That is the dumbest thing you've ever said.
Well, I mean, in 1902, it might have been a bigger deal.
Yeah, maybe. But I think, like, a huge part of America's economy still runs on rail.
Really?
I think. Am I crazy here?
So the railroad commissioner is something that actually matters.
I think yeah. Railroad and trucking are both still, I think, very important. I think.
Sounds right.
At the end of this particular
exchange, what do you have to do if you're the railroad commissioner?
And make sure they all run and people get permits to use the rails and make sure they don't crash.
Like, he's making sure they don't crash.
Well, he's hiring the people who make sure they don't crash.
Like, David Stern isn't actually saving people with AIDS. Like, going to their house and giving them the cocktail.
Speaking of that, the accuser said to him in this purported exchange, "I used to think you were a good man, but now I don't know. This is why I left your company," because she had since quit. And he said, "Oh, you left because you wanted some old wrinkled D, LOL. She says, "I left because I am not who I once was, Ryan." And he ends the exchange with, "You will always be my slave girl in the governor's mansion."
Oh, that's a racial fan. Okay, that's a different... Yeah. You said just a black guy or a black girl and a white guy. That's his racial fantasy. His racial fantasy is slave owner.
Yeah.
Getting along with my slave. Well, that sounds like a racial fantasy, yeah.
Yeah. So again, I don't know if this
is
true or not.
So now she's making this all public because he's running for office and she's trying to smear his name?
Correct. And probably, you know, you always wonder about that, right, in politics, whenever allegations come out right before somebody's running for something.
Yeah.
Does that make you completely discount them and say, "Oh, this is just motivated by that," or... is it that someone was always going to do this to you and they wanted to wait until the time it would hurt you the most?
Right.
And this would be it if it's true. And again, like I said, he's denied all of this, but...
But there are text messages.
There...
That says, "I want you to be my black slave thing," or whatever, right?
Slave thing.
Well, whatever he said.
I am...
I didn't say it.
I'm very into political sex scandal. That's probably my top ranked. Love that. Love a little staff.
Well, because there's always...
I'd like to know your power rankings.
There will always be hypocrisy.
I bet it's good.
Right.
Major hypocrisy involved, because you're certainly saying one thing and then doing the exact opposite behind closed doors.
Right. Whereas,
whether it's a gay scandal when some guy who votes against all the gay rights things...
Right.
Or
maybe a guy has a mistress that he gets to take to have an abortion, but he just voted against this law or that. Whereas sports, it's just like, "Oh, I'm just an athlete. I never said anything about don't do this or don't do that." It's a little bit boring.
They're not role models.
Or maybe Ted Cruz likes stepsister videos on Twitter.
That's a banger. That's a top fiver for me. I love it. That was Corey Chase, by the way. If you don't think I know the actress's name from that video, There's your 130
still
minutes
alive?
In. Yay! She's still alive and thriving, I believe.
So he's liking porn stars on Twitter?
Yeah, he said it wasn't him, that it was someone else from his campaign that was running his account, which I don't know that that's all that much better, but yeah, he liked a little porn vid.
We need to get people to run our Twitter accounts, then we could have that.
And then say it's not us?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. All right, coming up next, was this XFL moment fake?